Hello. I'd like to thank you for returning our call today. You've reached Local Splash. We were calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for Crystal Fix-It. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with by chance?
Yeah, I'm one of the owners. Sure.
Well, hi, my name is Doug, and the reason we called, Local Splash is a data service provider to Google and Meta, Facebook, calling about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing when people are doing an online search for the business services you provide. In other words,
right.
Yeah, anytime anyone there in the greater Riverdale area did an online search, you turn up on the first page of that local map section. I'm sure you use Google yourself from time to time.
Oh, yeah, occasionally, sure.
Right, right. So you know when you do, you get that little map that comes up on the screen, short list of businesses attached. Right, you've seen that before. That's the local map section. Here at Local Splash, we place our clients there because we know 90% of revenue goes to those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we've called you, and I do thank you again for returning the call, is because we have a position open within our company to place a business on that first page. So we're calling through the area today. We look for just one. And once we find them, we close out the area. We do not work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So you see the benefit in that for your business?
Yeah, sure. Riverdale's only a little city of 400 people. So they're really... Mm-hmm. Aren't any other folks do what we do here, but there's a larger community that, you know, I'd be more than happy to take a look at, you know,
right.
And that proposal you might have to put
right.
Together.
That's one of the questions I was actually wanting to ask you is, I assume you work outside of Riverdale as well. How far out do you want people?
Yeah,
how far
out? Radius.
About a 30 mile radius?
30 mile radius.
Okay.
Yep.
And, the work you're doing, is that primarily on people's homes or commercial properties, or do you do it all?
It's both. We do both commercial and residential, and it's appliance repair and appliance and HVAC maintenance.
Okay, so appliance and HVAC, and that's like in-home appliances,
anyone
microwave
needs
ovens.
Anyone who needs a kitchen or a laundry appliance serviced or fixed, whether it's a restaurant or a hotel or a residence or a landlord.
Oh, okay. So I hear that. And while we've been talking, and I'm sorry if I got a little distracted there for just a moment. By the way, my name again was Doug, and is this Mike I'm speaking with?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Okay, Mike. And now, Mike, you say you're a partner in the business?
Yes, my son owns three quarters of it, and I own the other quarter.
What?
He's the tech, and I just work behind. I just, in addition to what I do for a living, I help him out on his business.
I see. So, now, if this was something that you wanted to pursue, would you be the one who would make that decision?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, he and I talk about everything every day.
Oh, okay.
So
you would want to get want to talk it over with your son?
Oh yeah, because I don't want to spend money promoting or doing something and have him, you know,
right,
not know about it, not be able to take advantage of it.
Now, is he available?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's making money for us right now.
I'm sorry?
He's making money for us. He's handling customers.
He's out on the job.
He's out fixing things.
And you're here seeing to it
that
it gets done. I understand.
Absolutely.
While we've been talking, I have been taking a quick look at your current online presence. Do you have your own website?
Yeah.
Okay.
CrystalFixit.com.
I'm sorry?
CrystalFixit.com.
Right.
The name of the company.com. Yeah.
Right. And I'm also looking here at a home advisor listing. How's that working out for you?
It just, I just finished it yesterday and it goes live day after tomorrow, so I'll find out.
Okay. So you don't have any sense yet of what that's going to be doing for you.
Okay. For the past year, we've been doing almost exclusively warranty work, We now have warranty agreements with all the major manufacturers, so now it's time to go ahead and start filling in the gaps with direct business.
I see. Well, as I said, the way we work is we put our clients up on the first page of that local map section, and then people would call you directly as a top recommended option. And so once we get your phone ringing with those calls coming to you directly, you would be ready to handle more business?
Sure.
Oh, okay. And now you said the website is crisllfixit.com?
Yep, crisllfixit.com.
Ah, I see what happened there. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, they didn't put that link on the Home Advisor listing. And
you might have clicked on one of the links that goes to the landing page for leads coming from Home Advisor.
Yeah. Well,
if you clicked on a book a appointment link or something like that, you wouldn't have gone to the home page. You would have gone to a landing page where you can go ahead and book an appointment. And then those leads would come in on a URL specifically designated to Home Advisor, so we can figure out how many folks go to the page, how many people complete the form, and how many of those actually turn into sales.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we also see to it that our the people we work with, our clients, are able to look at diagnostics and basically, we have some people who want to know everything, and then we have other people who just want the phone to ring. So we work with them all.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, we want both. Chris wants the phone to ring, and I want to make sure that what we do is making sense. We're doing everything right now, probably will for 90 days, see what kind of traction we can get, what we have to do in terms of our marketing message to entice people and get them interested. And then we'll kind of trim back and spend more money on the things that are working well.
I see. So. And as I said, we are calling through your area today, and once we have filled our position, we will close it out. Would you want to hear what we have to offer and see what
certainly open to taking a look at. Yeah, I'm certainly open to taking a look at what you've got.
Right. So let me one last question I did want to ask you too. How long have you been in business as Crystal Fix It?
Chris was operating as a sole proprietor for about a year before we finalized everything in October of 2022. So for the LLC, it's been in business about a year and a half, but he's been doing this about 3 years.
Okay, so but as Chris will fix it, because
right.
Okay.
Most people would not distinguish between Chris will fix it and Chris will fix it LLC.
Right. We know what it is, and so
I mean the website domain has been up for almost 3 years, and the logo is the same, and the message is pretty close to the same. I mean he's got a guy that works for him now. We're probably going to add two more by the end of the year. So we have to, we're changing the voice a little bit from a singular person to more of a corporate voice.
Right. More of a hire the team.
Yeah.
Rather more than hire my son.
Yeah, exactly. So, I work in advertising and marketing. So, I mean, I've handled this kind of thing for clients for 40 years, so it's kind of fun to do it for my son.
I can hear that. Let me ask you this. Would there be a convenient time that I would be able to call and speak with both you and your son at the same time rather than have you have to relay everything to him?
It really is a situation where I lay the things out for him and give him a recommendation, then he usually is okay with it.
Right.
That's generally how it works.
Right. Because I do want to make sure, because it looks to me like he would be a great fit with us. And my only concern is I know I've got several people calling through the area. So what I could do is I could get my director on the line. And in fact, they would be able to get you, you know, a price and specific details. But, based on what I'm seeing here, it looks like it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of, say, $15 to $18 a day. That would be averaged out as a flat monthly rate on a month-to-month basis. So, do you feel that that's something that you would want to look at and move forward with?
$15 to $18 a day, 7 days a week for the whole month. So we're looking at $650 a month, you think?
Around
$600 a month.
It could.
That's a little more than kind of what we're looking at right now.
Okay. Well, that's without applying any discounts because, as I was looking at this, the reason I asked how long you've been in business is we do have a new in business rate.
Sure.
And that would be applied, definitely. And that would remain going forward. Whatever price we determine, we don't play around with that at all. And, so I could get that applied. And, I'm also looking to see if there was anything else here that I may have,
We're trying to keep our direct customer acquisition costs. That means the money we basically put out for marketing. We want to try to keep that for clients that we get direct somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 to $12 a call.
Mm-hmm.
For each customer. So,
yeah.
You know, that's
well, of course. Right. Well, the good thing with us is that it doesn't matter how many calls you get, how many, you know, leads come your way. The flat rate remains the same. Let me do this for you. Let me go ahead and get my director, Nadine, on the line. She'd have that price for you, and she'll also be able to give you some more specific details on what we're offering. Mm-hmm. She'll be on the line here in just a moment. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Nice speaking with
you. Okay. Yes, indeed.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Mike.